Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy.
Destiny and subscribe. If you only knew the power of the Sports Jedi.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is where the fun begins.
You have been well trained, my young apprentice. They will be no match for you.
This is where the fun begins.
Yes, Master.
Rise.
What is going on, Jet Nation? Welcome to the Jetsalorian podcast here on the Sports Jedi Network. I am the host, BX Sports Jedi Kev. This is the way. It is a week of emotion if you're a Jet fan. What a roller coaster week of week one of emotion. My goodness, let's start off with the first and foremost. Salute to everyone in the chat. Salute to everyone watching along with us on all the different platforms that's going to listen to this podcast, either on the audio or video network that we are all over. This was a crazy week. First and foremost, I get excited. I get ready to go, ready to get amped up. Week one, you know, I could, you know, they call me the Don of the watch-alongs because we do all the different watch-alongs on the here on the Sports Jedi Network, which is football, baseball, basketball, UFC, WWE, and pro wrestling. And here is Monday night after Sunday night debacle with the football Giants. I'm like, all right, Monday night, we have our Aaron Rodgers. We're getting ready to take flight 2023. We get the kickoff. Four plays into the NFL, to the Jets NFL career of Aaron Rodgers, he goes down with an Achilles. The day gets even worse for myself. I go, man, this guy, you know, he gets injured. I go, man, I'm thinking the worst right there. You know, I'm thinking flashbacks of 1999, Vinny Testaverde, who, by the way, was in the, everyone knows he was in the MetLife at the game. This is a roller coaster of emotions. We're going to preview week two. We're going to just wanted to get week one out of the way real quick. To see Aaron Rodgers come out with the American flag, bringing the flag, running into center field, into midfield, excuse me. Then they have Thunderstruck, which later on turns out to be, cover the ears, the little one. The Jets are like, you've been thunderfucked. You know, so I'm like, oh, my God. But I know I was saying on the watch along, what a beautiful entrance for Rodgers. I mean, we do wrestling here a lot. And, you know, everyone, I'm a big proponent of wrestling. I mean, what a script. What a way, you know, very WWE. I was like, man, that looks phenomenal. And then that fourth play when he goes down, I know Brown gets a lot of the heat for not allowing Floyd to come in pretty much untackled, unscathed, direct line to the quarterback. It's only the fourth play. I understand you're not going to be perfect. The lack of preseason, coming off an injury. Them not putting any excuses. You got to make a better effort and buying time for your veteran quarterback or any quarterback. You know, especially what we saw the night before on that same field. He goes down and he gets back up. I had no thought it would be Achilles. I said, man, I thought high ankle sprain. I said, okay, Rodgers, high ankle sprain. We might miss six. I said, at worst, 6 weeks of the season. Then you see him going to the medical tent. Staying in there for a while. I'm like, yeah, he's in the medical tent. Then the cart comes out. I mean, the roller coaster emotion of that Monday night for me. And then they pull him out, and then we don't hear exactly. None of the sideline reporters could get you anything. You got to find it to Twitter X. You know, it's an Achilles. And then halftime comes, and for me personally in my life, we're in Orlando, Florida. We have a damn thunderstorm. Nasty thunderstorm wipes away the electricity in my home, in my neighborhood, in my city. About 50,000 of the residents in Orlando, boom. So I'm not able to even watch the game to begin with, let alone do the watch-alongs. And I want to thank Chef Dan. Immediately stepped in. Of course, he is my partner on the channel, along with Austin. You know, we are a three-headed partnership here on the Sports Jedi Network. And Chef Dan, like he always does with the basketball, does a great job, steps right in, calls the game. And I'm on my cell phone. My audio doesn't come through. You could see my face there. You see me, and you cannot hear me. I was the opposite of John Cena. And I'm watching this roller coaster of the game. Jets go down by 10. Zach Wilson comes in. You know the whole story. You know the plot. I'm going to say this. Zach Wilson showed some maturity, some growth. Even if the Jets would have fell short, and they would have lost this game in overtime, he still showed an ability to compete. Yes, I understand that play that he did in throwing the ball in the middle where Milano came out and picked him. Milano's a hell of a linebacker who plays well. You're going to have to throw the football when it comes to with Zach Wilson. But here's one thing. I'm very optimistic when it comes to Jets season. And I know before my technical difficulties when the thunderstorm took my power out in my home, I was telling Chef Dan, what's going on with these Jet fans? They're out there, you know, especially the moron with the middle finger at Zach Wilson. Listen, you're a fan, and I know Chef Dan put it well. You're a fan. You're allowed to go after a player that you don't like, whatever the case is. You know, you have the right to vent. You do. But my God, it's the first game of the season. And I understand down by 10. We've seen the film before. We're thinking the worst. I'm hoping for the best if you're a Jet fan. And when I see Wilson 10 points down come in, by the way, made a nice play there to Alan Lazard. He was falling down, completed a long pass there. That touchdown to Garrett Wilson. Wilson did a phenomenal job there. But the story of the game was the defense. The Jet defense, the Williams brought Quincy and Quentin Williams played extremely well. Jermaine Johnson, a Whitehead, the MVP of the game, if you ask me, with the three picks on Josh Allen. And by the way, Josh Allen, my goodness, you're leading the league in picks. And we'll be breaking down more and talking about that game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, because I'm going to have my compadres, my partners, in the AFC Shakedown here. We're going to host it on the channel. So Jet fans or anyone that's listening on different, if you're a Jet, Buffalo Bills, Patriots, and a Dolphin fan, come join us, because we're going to have representative from every different channel representing each one of those football teams. We're going to talk about AFC East. We're going to talk about the matchups and et cetera. So please join us. We're going to have Tommy from the Mafia Report joining us. We're going to have Ace of Head. Captain D and his partner. And we're going to have the sports dynasty with Trevor and Juan, of course. And we're going to have Curtis and Captain D from the Ace of Head. So I'm learning them as well. They're going to be here. They're going to join us. And we're going to have a nice roundtable discussion at 6 p.m. So I can't wait. Johnny Davis, our number one draft pick, always here, always joining us. Thank you. That's why he's always the number one draft pick. And we will always picking up his fifth-year option and then some. So what's going on? Let's go. So I'm watching the game, and I can't even give you my thoughts. You can't even hear my emotion, but you can see it. When Allen gets that fumble and the Jets recover that fumble, I'm like, holy crap, we're going to win this game. Breece Hall, phenomenal job. This is why after this game finishes, I'm very optimistic with the season. It's not going to be the same expectations that I had with Aaron Rodgers. Super Bowl, you know, or AFC title game, but I'm very optimistic we're going to have a fun NFL season with the Jets. To see them go, and before, thank God, and the video is there. I got to try to edit it and bring it. Before my power went off for the second half, I was telling Chef Dan, my partner on the watch-along, I said, Gibson is going to be special. Keep an eye on Gibson. He's special. He's got some speed. He's going to be special for the Jets. And that's my Jedi mind trick there. I wish I could take credit, folks, but I know he's good. I just have a feeling when sometimes the eye test is the eye test. I told Chef Dan before, and again, I want to get that video with timestamp on the watch along when I tell them. And I couldn't speak from the second half. My audio didn't work. And when I see Gibson take that punt to the house, boy, I was smiling and I was cheesing at home. And, you know, with no power, my house is hot, no air conditioner, no electricity. And I'm like, let's go, Gibson. He takes that to the house. Jets win this game. What they should have won at home, just in four turnovers for Josh Allen and the Bills. Now, we're going to get more into the Bills and Jets breakdown of the nuts and bolts tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, like I said. But I want to give you my thoughts on Allen. Buffalo has some issues when it comes to the defense, with the offense. I think they reached their plateau, their ceiling, in my opinion. What you see is what you get from the Buffalo Bills. I don't think there's any improvement when it comes to there. Even though Stephon Diggs had a hell of a game, you know, good numbers. I'll give you all the numbers tomorrow night when I get the guys on. But I just want to give you a few of the numbers there. Time of possession wise, 33 minutes for the Bills, 27 and a half minutes for the Jets. Jets defense was the story. Along, you know, they were really good, bend but don't break. I got a little worried with the defense when they allowed the field goal to come down pretty quickly. You know, the Buffalo Bills got into field goal to tie the game a little bit too quick for my comfort. But it also took a 50-yard doink where it ricocheted through the uprights to go through. You know, you could say a lot of things there. The Jets should have won in regulation. Where that kick a lot of times will probably kick out and not go through the upright. So it is what it is. So we move on to week two. Before we start week two, I think Rodgers had surgery yesterday on the Achilles. It looks like he's coming back. He looks like he wants to come play next season and not go out like that. Listen, the great ones, they don't want to go out with injuries. When they're that great, when they invested so much in time of becoming great and what it took to be that to achieve that greatness, an injury, they say, nah. We saw that with the great Mariano Rivera shagging in fly balls in center field for Kansas City Royals when he tore up his knee. He was going to retire, but after that injury, he came back. We see a lot of different athletes when they get injured, they return. They want to go out in their terms. I think Rodgers will come back. I think he'll be better and ready than ever. He won't play the preseason next season. You could tell that from he's going to be 40 to 41 year old next year. Where the Jets, will the Jets need him, not need him? Only time will tell. My personal opinion, I thought the Jets were going to win 13 games with Aaron Rodgers under center. And that's the reason why I wore today's jersey. I think the Jets win 10 games this season. You must be nuts to just see Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson is going to improve from the quarterback we saw last season. Also, he has a four, not two. Everyone wants to run and say a two-headed running attack. There is a four running back attack in that roster for the Jets. We haven't even seen Israel Anamakonda from the rookie from Pittsburgh. That kid is another running back who is special. He might not get a lot of touches. He might not get a lot of carries for the Jets this season. But when he does, he's going to make them count. He's going to leave an imprint when he runs. Israel Anabaconda is going to be, and I'm saying it now here on the 15th of September, he is going to be Breece Hall's replacement in a few years when Breece Hall is ready for a big contract. And you know the running backs are not getting that big contract. So I'm thinking he is special. He is good. Also, Dalvin Cook is another one that is going to be impactful. He's going to have his games. Everyone says he's a step behind. I think he wants to prove doubters wrong. And we're going to see the offensive line start making a better effort at passing. We all know, I think the offensive line for the New York Jets could pass run, could run block very well. Eliza Vera Tucker had one penalty, but it wasn't that impactful on the game. I think they played decent. They played well enough. I know I say, why are you going to say that? You got your quarterback hurt. Yes, that's the fourth play of the game. You could say a little bit, a lack of concentration, whatever. No excuses. Duane Brown should have blocked there at the end of the day, but the offensive line, I thought, played well. I think now, and think about this, folks. Mecole Hardman didn't play. And I said, well, what the hell? What's the point if you Zach Wilson's not going to throw the football? But when you have a lot of weapons, you know, out there where you can spread the field, where you have to have a threat, I think Wilson has to be competent enough, even with a spread, even if they want to crowd the box with all that offensive talent from Lazard, Wilson, Hartman, and then you got Gibson, Brown, Lee. The Jets are very talented and have a lot of depth on their roster. If they want to crowd the box, because this is where I would love a play action type of quarterback to come and would have came in training camp, just a veteran like a Boomer, a Esiason, you know, or that type of nature, Greg, Dave, Craig, that played the play action, how to fake it, how to hide that, the master of the play action, because I think that's going to be a big arsenal for the New York Jets going forward here is the play action pass. Now it's up to Wilson to hit these receivers in stride in the slot or in the post, especially when you get to freeze the linebackers and the safeties with the running attack that the Jets have. That's why I say the play action pass is going to be very, very big and volatile and key, especially in that West Coast and Nathaniel Hackett. I think he'll get Zach Wilson ready. But again, Wilson has to learn how to sell that play action, some play action pass, and not be afraid of rolling out to the right or to the left, not worrying that a linebacker or a free safety is coming to bombard him from the corner position, you know, when we're unblocked. That's my only concern. Now, the Jets have a chance to do that with Nathaniel Hackett. I think he's looking up for the challenge to be that quarterback whisper. Nathaniel Hackett has a lot to prove. That experiment last season with Denver, I think he wants to prove that it was more Russell Wilson not buying into his system and not being committed to football. We saw already Sean Payton telling him to stop kissing babies and stop being a politician running for office and get his ass into the playbook. And I think Nathaniel Hackett has a chip or is a hunger to prove that he could make his system works and he could make develop quarterbacks. So I like it's a win-win for the Jets here. That's why for the fans that are doom and gloom that think the season is over, have some optimism. Don't be not everything is always it's always not going to rain every day. Every day, it's not going to rain. The sun has to come out at least once. You know, it can rain every day. Listen, God made the earth in 7 days and he rested on it was 6 days and he rested on the seventh. That means, you know, anything happened, guys. So, let me read Steve. Steve felt like, I haven't seen you in a while, Steve. I miss seeing you on the baseball. I'm glad you're here on the football, man. Always appreciate you seeing Steven, man. You're a pal, a lamp. What's going on here? Spring calf. Could have been a sign of Achilles. And Duran had a calf injury prior to his tear. Ah, that's the prevalence or the preview of the Achilles tear is the sprained calf. You know what? He battled that in preseason or in training, early part of training camp, Steven. Yeah, you're probably correct there. That was a telltale sign there because it looked kind of weak there for him to go down, you know, like, ooh, didn't get leveled or clobbered. And I was like, ugh. You know, I would say that tomorrow night, but the way Allen played on that, getting that extra one yard, I thought he was going to get knocked out. I thought the Jets were going to knock out Allen from the game, the way they were attacking. The Jets had five sacks, four takeaways. Jets were really good stopping, and Buffalo has weapons on that, and I'm very proud of the defense. Now, going forward here, the rest of the regular season, I think, again, the Jets, if they're a play-action pass, a run-heavy, power-running, play-action pass team, they're going to have to play with the defense and special teams. We already see with Gibson is a weapon. The only thing that worries me about special team, Greg the Leg Zuerlein is injured. They're bringing in kickers this late on a Friday for the game in Dallas. It's an indoor stadium. It's more of a dome, closed in, usually have not a lot of tricky wins in situation in Dallas. I'm worried about, and that was my big worry when the Jets before Rodgers went down was Zuerlein to begin with. I thought, you know, the Jets might get to a divisional game and Zuerlein, instead of kicking him into the AFC title game, misses the kick and the Jets fall, you know, because we're, you know, that was my prediction early in the season. But things change. Right now, does this Jets team, the whole team in general, other than the quarterback, they're loaded. Offensive line, I understand there's some question marks and some helter-skelters and worries, but other than those, that of quarterback and the offensive line, but I still think the offensive line is a little bit underrated, in my opinion. Call me crazy, call me delusional, call me whatever, but don't call me Sally. I think the offensive line is underrated. I think they're decent. I think they're going to be average to average NFL type of offensive line, just above. Is that something to write home about? I'm not going to sit here and wave a pom-pom saying, oh, we're an average offensive line or just a slight above average, but it's good enough. It's not going to get you where it's going to hurt you too much. You know, you're going to know that's a deficiency. You got to compensate. That's why in a lot of plays earlier with Zach, I saw Dalvin Cook get in there and block the middle linebacker coming in on a stunt. I also saw that coming in from Breece Hall. And by the way, Breece Hall, what? 10 carries. And over 100 plus yards. My God, he was a beast. That 83-yard run, I know he ran out of gas, and I thought he was going to take it to the house. And you know what? In a couple of weeks, by week four, and of course, remember, he didn't play preseason, and he didn't get a lot of reps in preseason games. Week four and up, that is taken to the house for Breece Hall. He would have taken that to the house. I'm going to give that as, you know, lack of conditioning, game conditioning. I'm not saying he's not in shape or not in condition, lack of game condition, where he probably would have used the angles on the field to help him elude the tackle being pushed out of bounds. So I'm going to give that pass to Breece Hall there. But what a phenomenal run. You saw the bunch, three tight end set, and he took it almost to the house, 83 yards. He had a hell of a game. Dalvin Cook, again, Michael Carter as well. I thought he had a hell of a job there coming in and passing downs and helping and chip blocking and helping and allowing Wilson to get a little bit more time. Listen, Wilson had time. He wasn't like Daniel Jones on the night before with 2 seconds. And Buffalo is a hell of a defense with Floyd, Oliver and company. They were, you know, there. That's not a defense that is, you know, very on below average. That's a top-notch NFL defense coming at them, and I think the Jets did well. That's why I'm very optimistic with the team. I think they are very good. Every other position and all the skills position, of course, Wilson. Again, I mentioned it, Wilson, Hartman, and Lazard. Brownlee, another one who is going to be a big target. He didn't play, but he's another big target for the Jets, rookie that they have there. As well as Gibson, they are talented. They are loaded, and also their line. I got to get their type. The tight ends have to be very important here. Clark, they got to be very, very important either with blocking and rolling out where Wilson's gonna have enough time to dump it off to them. Remember, play action, and I think the tight ends are gonna be very big in the middle, and they're gonna have to get some balls where they gotta have to extend, not have alligator arms. When it comes to Wilson, because Wilson's not one of the accurate throwers yet. He has that label of misfiring either behind a little too sailing away for the short passes. He's got that reputation that Wilson has to break. Now, we're going to Jerry's World to take on the Cowboys. Jerry's World in AT&T in Dallas. Cowboys coming off a 40-0 victory. Total domination of the Giants. I think that was an alarming game for the New York Giants. Personally, I think what went wrong all spiraled out of control for the Giants. Again, we did the watch along on Sunday night. We go back to the Giants were moving that football. They were running the football. That's why I'm very optimistic with the game this Sunday, because the Giants were moving the first drive. They were play at RPOs with Saquon. They were moving the ball, running the ball on the Cowboys down their throats, punching them in the nose. We had that penalty, that holding penalty on the left guard, on the left tackle. And then you had that bad exchange from the center to Daniel Jones, a blocked field goal. And, of course, we know that the Cowboys jumped in and scored on the field goal try, had a touchdown, then they had the pick six. The Cowboys offense didn't do anything to say, whoa, I understand they have CeeDee Lamb, they have talent on that, you know, Pollard, they have talent on the offense. But here's the thing. In a conference far, far away, they have the same exact quarterback that we faced on Monday. Dak Wilson is the stepbrother of Allen. A lot of hype, a lot of expectation, and what they both do, they both should be bakers serving turnovers. Because Dak is a human turnover machine like Josh Allen. They're uber talented. They're extremely uber talented. They get just enough talent to overhype their fan base. And personally, I think that the turnovers are going to be there, and hopefully we'll put some sauce on those turnovers and get some more. And I think Dak Prescott, if you force him to throw the football, which I think they're going to try to do on the Jets here, I think, you know, Sauce Gardner said he didn't have one of his top games. It's the first game of the season. I understand you're not going to be 100% at your A game. I think he's only going to get better with time. And of course, Reed on the other side, phenomenal. Now, Whitehead is going to have that reputation of being a bull hog. Jets give me a lot of eerie similarities to a good football team with some good defense. I'm not saying they're there with the Tampa Bay Bucks or the Ravens. No, they have a lot to prove. But they're taking the ball away at least at week one. And something that the Cowboys do a lot is take the ball and is turn the ball over with Prescott throwing the football. That's why I like the Jets this game going into on the road against Dallas, because they're Dallas might be a little overconfident, thinking that, oh, the Jet, you know, seven sacks, we're just going to pressure. This is, and no offense to my brothers, the Giants, this is not the Giants offensive line. You know, these guys are willing to play. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder because they kind of felt they let Rodgers down. So they're going to play. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder to keep this kid, Zach Wilson, upright and buy him some time. Now it's up to Wilson to make amends of that time they're going to buy him. And I think that's why I like the Jets going on the road and spoiling the home opener for the Cowboys this week. I think, you know, the Jets do what the Cowboys they can't do, stop the run. I think the Jets run the football. We all know it. Again, I say a four-headed attack. I think they're going to run the football, run down the throat, and they're going to sprinkle the short passes. Also, that their special teams, that they could shorten the field on defense, not let the Cowboys get into deep positioning and have the kicking game where the Jets could return the ball, start close to around midfield, 35-yard line, and better. Then you make the game shorter. And I think the Jets have enough there to come out. It's not going to be one of those rocking chair games. I know the Cowboys are a -9 favorite on the, and if you want to take the Jets with the points, if you know, I think the Jets win up outright on the money line personally, but man, let's see. Steve wrote, I never saw a player come back from Achilles like Hall did. Yeah. That and bringing in Cooks as an insurance policy and drafting on a Bakanda, that shows the talent and the eye of Douglas as the general manager and scouting. And kudos to the Jets scouting department for seeing these kind of kids, these kids play, and scouting them. And what a use of your own backyard. When I mean your own backyard, Pitt, you know, the kid went to Pitt. Scouts just take a drive down from Florida Park to the University of Pittsburgh. Keep an eye and see how that kid play. That's why it's important to invest. And I said it so many times, not just for the football team. I say it the same thing when it comes to all my football, all my teams that I root for, basketball, baseball. Especially in a salary cap league like the basketball, there's nothing wrong of overpaying for a really good, highly touted scout or scouting team. Spend, you know what? There's no salary cap on that. Go get if you see a team that keeps drafting and bringing and developing great players and have the eye for that niche of bringing talented players, go and get their assistance. Go and get that scout, head of scout. Bring them onto your club because they're doing something right. They have an eye for a talent. They could see that. That's something that no analytics could no math of no could bring to fruition, you have to go. You if you have that eye, that talent, that could see, you know what, I see something in this kid. I see something in it. Go and pay for that type of scout or scouting department into your organization. And I think the Jets, using Florham Park, going to Pittsburgh, checking that out, going and finding those late round picks is how you're going to win sustainable in the NFL, not just division championship, possibly even conference championship, dare I say Super Bowl. You know, they haven't done it yet. Of course, they haven't done it yet, but they're in the right track, in my opinion. So that's another key proponent. That's why I think the Jets go to Dallas and win this game this Sunday. Let me read this other one. Peterson was the only player to come back strong, fast, but not like Hall did. Yeah. Peterson came back pretty quick there for the Vikings. Had a great career afterwards. But Hall, remember, he's still younger too as well. The way these modern medicine is with the precise, with the cyber knife and all the other different things in the medical field, you know, we're gonna start seeing some of these long term injuries, guys recovering and recuperating in a very accelerated way and returning pretty much to normal, which is scary how advanced in time. It tells you where we're living in these modern times, the advancement in all types of medicine. And we're gonna benefit with that with Bryce Hall, you know, barring any other injuries or any nicks and knacks for the Jets going forward. But I'm very optimistic. I see why not the Jets. You know, I understand, hey, but Jedi, they have a really tough schedule. Everyone has a tough schedule. Look at the Giants. Giants week two have a must-win situation against the Arizona Cardinals. They got to go into the desert. They got to win that game because they're staring at it a short week, the San Francisco 49ers. And the 49ers are both tonight, this week, they're on the road. That's the 49ers home opener on a nationally televised game. That's a tough situation. If you're the Giants, you got to win. It's a must win because you're staring at 0-3 because the Niners looking like juggernauts out there, at least week one wise. And I know week one is overreaction week one. We overreact a lot. But for the Giants, they have to win that game against the Arizona Cardinals because 0-3 is a possibility on the table. For the Jets here, they got to take on the Cowboys. You know, we get some divisional foes coming up soon. They also, you know, we also keeping an eye on the Kansas City Chiefs. They're coming into MetLife as well. So there's a lot of interesting matchup for the Jets coming up as well. But I don't want to look too much ahead. I want to keep my eyes on Dallas here, going to Jerry's World, and they're a 9-point underdog. Take the Jets and the points. I'm taking the Jets on the money line to win this game outright. I think the Cowboys play into the Jets' strength, and the Jets' strength is the defense, the takeaways, the corners, and of course, I don't think the Cowboys could move the football on the Giants. To be honest with you, I don't think they could run the football. The Jets. We saw the Giants' front four couldn't stop the run. And, of course, that game we're going to turn to – it's an anomaly game against the Giants. I think the Jets, they're too defensively stacked. Up front with Quinton Williams, you got Solomon Thomas, who was kind of quiet, by the way, Jermaine Johnson. I mean, they keep bringing guys in, you know, even the second-string defensive end. My goodness, they are phenomenal. We haven't even heard William McDonald. They're rookie linebackers, CJ Mosley. And by the way, and it's not a nitpick, it's not a rant, but could you, CJ Mosley, you had a pick six there, CJ. You played a hell of a game. Can you hold on and take it to the house, man? You had a pick six tailor made for you. You're gonna have another opportunity to get a nice, delicious, hot, fresh turnover from Dak Prescott. Hold on to the football, take it to the house, brother. We want you to excel. We want to see CJ Mosley with a touchdown return, an interception touchdown return. Can you please, CJ? We're rooting for you, man. Let's go. That's why I'm very excited. I'm very pumped for the Jets just all around. Listen, I think Nathaniel Hackett has a lot, a chip on his shoulder to prove that his offensive scheme is, he's a hell of a coach. I don't think he's ready. I don't think he wants to go back as a head coach. I think he's going to think about head coaching aspirations after Rodgers retires officially. I think then if whatever success he has with the New York Jets, he's going to determine if he's going to have another opportunity as a head coach in this league, in my opinion. But and Rob Saleh, I know the jury's still out on him. I kind of want him to change that bitter face. When Rodgers went down, he looked like a deer in the headlights. That's my only concern that I had with Saleh. When Rodgers went down, he had that deer in the headlights look. And I was like, oh, come on, coach. Change that whole vibe, man. You know, I know we're all shocked and we all know he's hurt, but come on. As I have a drink of my coffee there on a beautiful Friday evening. Friday afternoon, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's not 5 o'clock yet in my cup yet. It will be after I have lunch. So we like the Cowboys. I'm going to run down the games here real quick, and then we'll call this. We'll wrap this up here. I don't want to take too much of your time here on the Jetsalorian podcast. Hit that like button. We need to hit that like button. We're not getting the likes up. We need you to get those likes up, fellas and ladies. All right, we have a couple games here that was interesting. I do a football sheet on my company. Week in, week out, the best, whoever gets the most wins. No spreads, no spreads. Just pick the winner. And, of course, Monday Night Football, we go for the total points as a tiebreaker if there's a tie. We got Baltimore heading into Cincinnati. I'm not going to give you the breakdown on all the games. I'm going to tell you who I picked and why. I like Baltimore going to Cincinnati. I think the Baltimore defense, well coaching. I think Cincinnati is going to be overhyped. I think Cincinnati is going to take a step back. I think that offensive line, it's not going to work for Cincinnati to give Burrow. That's been an issue even when they went to the Super Bowl. I think Cincinnati, it's not going to win this game. I think Baltimore wins it outright. I'm taking Baltimore. We got Seattle heading into Detroit to take on the Lions. Now, the Lions coming off a very, very high win in Kansas City. They're going to have the home opener. They're bringing in Seattle. It's in the dome. That place is going to be rocking. It's going to be exciting. There's energy in Detroit. They're in 10 days off to prepare. Seattle, Geno Smith. I took actually Detroit. I'm regretting that pick. I already put it in. I sent it in. I think Seattle takes the – but I took Detroit because I'm later down in the road. You're going to see how I – pick a lot of the road teams. To this week in the NFL, I think the road teams are going to win a lot of games. Just giving that note. So I took Detroit, but now I'm regretting it. I think Seattle. So I'm going to stick with my first gun, my first instincts. I'm going to take Detroit. Indianapolis take on the Houston Oilers, Texans, whatever they want to be called. I'm not a big fan of neither one of these teams. Houston. I'm going to take Houston because it's a home opener. I really have nothing in there, if fans or buts. Since Chicago Bears in Tampa Bay, it's in Tampa. Tampa had a hell of a win against Minnesota. I think they're going to build on that. I think Chicago, it's not going to be so good. They're going to have one of those type of years. They'll probably be top three pick in the NFL draft. I'm taking Tampa, believe it or not, to take that against Chicago. Kansas City against Jacksonville, that's an intriguing game. I'm going Kansas City because no way Andy Reid's going to start 0-2. I know it's a home opener for Jacksonville Jaguars. Plus, I hate you, Tony Khan. And that's how we go with that. So we got Green Bay and Atlanta. That's an interesting one, Green Bay and Atlanta. Jordan Love, my goodness, at least the game against Chicago looked so comfortable. Looked like he was ready. Looks like they grow on trees there in Green Bay when it comes to quarterback. They're going to have a nice transition. I'm taking Green Bay going. I think Love goes into Atlanta, and now we're going to – and just fitting, as they say, the NFL script is being released, that Jordan Love starts 2-0 and Rodgers is injured for the Green Bay Packers. And you're going to see them peacocking all over the place. I'm taking Green Bay to go on the road and beat Atlanta. Buffalo and the Vegas Raiders. This is when you talk about – It's football season. It's also pumpkin season. This is going to be, and we call it in wrestling terms, a squash. They are going to squash the Raiders. Buffalo home opener. That fan base is rabid. The quarterback is embarrassed. The head coach is upset. I'm taking Buffalo in a rout against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Chargers against the Tennessee Titans. The Chargers lost that game to the Dolphins. I watched that game. Dolphins were good. Herbert, hell of a quarterback on the road. I think they spoiled. They go into Tennessee. Tannehill looked like he's ready to be a second, a backup quarterback, ready to, you know, give up the reins. I don't think, you know, they plateaued already, Tennessee. That window's closed for them to be a powerhouse. And I know, although the division is very weak and crappy, but Tannehill, just not the quarterback. I think they got to try to find a quarterback there. I think Chargers going on the road. They'll go to the, on the road, and they'll beat Tennessee in Tennessee. Another game, the 49ers against the Rams. The Rams won their game. I still, the Rams still are depleted in talent. San Francisco 49ers are the cream of the crop in the NFC. Other than Purdy not being fully complimentary ready, which he looks phenomenal, by the way. And, of course, Steve said about, talk about modern medicine, Brock Purdy. That's why, Steve, that's why I didn't mean to ignore your comment, is that I was waiting for us to get to the 49er part. And Steve says, talk about modern medicine. Look at Purdy, how he came back on Tommy John surgery, the way he's throwing the football there. You know, Tommy John, it's you know, pitchers take almost 2 years, really, to return from that when it comes to baseball. And look at him in football, how quickly he has come back there. And I think the 49ers win. They beat the Rams on the road. And this is another game on another road team. This is a series of road games that I'm taking all the road teams to win on the money line. On the money line right now. Straight out wins. You know, the Giants taking on the Cardinals in the Arizona. I think the Giants win. The only thing that concerns me when it comes to that game, the Cardinals did have 6 sacks against the Commanders. Giants offensive line wasn't so great, but I think that this week of practice, they're going to be a conscious effort to push to dominate the offensive line and the line of scrimmage. So I think I'm taking the Giants. I think they're more talented. I think we're going to see some more spread offense and so forth when it comes to the Giants. They'll win that. They're more desperate. Normally when you get embarrassed week one, especially at home and you go on the road, teams got something to prove. And I think this is going to be a galvanizing trip for the Giants. They're going to stay out in the West Coast after the Arizona game, and they're going to play the 49ers. That's going to bond that team. We're going to find out a lot about the Giants in the first 5 weeks of the season. If this is going to be a repeat of last season, gritty in the games, or we're looking at trying to, you know, this is year 2 of a rebuild, Giant fans. Remember that. Just remember that. I'm not saying they're going to be bad. I think they're going to be pretty much right where they were last season, in my opinion. Okay, then we got Washington taking on Denver. Washington, I got Washington going into Denver. Yes, the Mile High, and winning that game. A game that it's going to be an interesting, my AFC rivals here, Miami, New England. I think Miami beats New England. I think New England starts 0-2. New Orleans and Carolina. I like New Orleans with that quarterback, Derek Carr. They're going to beat Carolina. And then Monday night, I'm taking Pittsburgh over the Cleveland Browns. And that's that kid picks there. So I got a lot of road teams going out and winning. And NFL football, it's hard for guys, but it's early. This is week 2. It's early. A lot of the country, the weather is nice. They're playing pretty much in good, perfect condition. Not much of a home field advantage yet until later in the NFL season when it gets cold, certain places, the weather changes. You know, and the aches and pains of the body, that's when you start seeing the home field advantage. And then we saw last night, we saw the Minnesota Vikings fall to the Eagles. Vikings had a chance there. I mean, I know, and we saw Jeffries with a fumble there into a touchback right before the half would have changed the course of that game. The score says it indicates to be more closer than it was, but really it was a Philadelphia pretty much had that game in hand. And can we stop with the nonsense Kirk Cousins being traded to the Jets? Could we stop? Because the Jets, and I heard that on FAN, I heard it all over the place, other people's content creating, other place, other wants Kirk Cousins just because the Jets wanted him in free agent. But listen, that was another general manager. That was a whole different regime, that he was a free agent. You kicked the door. You're intrigued. Let's move on. The Jets are not going to trade for Kirk Cousins. They're not going to bring him in here. Can we stop that? Could we stop that? Listen, there's a reason why they kept Zach Wilson on here. they could have moved on when they got Rodgers. They had that just in case. Everyone says, well, they should have got a veteran quarterback in case Rodgers got hurt. Now, if you're coming into the season, if you're a Jet fan, and I know you have to explore your options, but thinking that Rodgers was going to be out for the season, then you're wishing a lot of negativity. And you really got to be a sick, twisted mind as to if you thought this was going to exactly happen like that in four plays. Was he going to get hurt? Maybe. I'll give you that. But that quick? For them to who do you want to bring here as a backup quarterback? You want the Tyrod Taylors? I mean, I'd rather have a Zach Wilson who has upside, who has a chance to grow. He's costing us nothing right now. Let him and if he comes in second string quarterback, fine. Now that Rodgers is gone, you go bring in a veteran quarterback. The names are out there. There's a lot of different names out there. To Jameis Winston, the Carson Wentz. You've got different names out there. Nothing to write home about, Giants, Jet fans. Nothing to write home about. None of these guys that are out there, I'm running and knocking the door. Tom Brady. Tom Brady is not coming to the Jets. Tom Brady just got his jersey. He just got honored by the Patriots. You know what kind of slap in the face that is if he goes and plays for retires and plays for the Jets? That's a slap. He's not coming here. Leave that pipe dream. Now, if he didn't retire by the Patriots, if they didn't do that ceremony they did for him, then I say, you know what? There's legs here. That might intrigue Tom Brady to return and try to do something unprecedented, win a third Super Bowl with a third different team. Then you're really talking about being the greatest of all time. And a lot of these quarterbacks, or a lot of these athletes, you could placate to their egos by presenting that. Personally, he wasn't coming once he was retired by the Patriots. That's all I say. Once I saw he got retired, he wasn't coming to the Jets. I said, no, he's not coming here. And let that ship fail. Let that pass. I'm putting my chips all in. I'm going with Wilson. I actually even got the Funko here. Here we go. I even got my Zach Wilson Funko coming in. Look at that. There it is. Zach Wilson. And one of these days, I'm going to see the kid. I'm going to have him autograph this. Even if he falls off the face of the earth, I'm going to have a Zach Wilson. I got the Zach Wilson doll right there, and I'm going to use the force. We're going to win. And I think I'm very optimistic, Jet fans. Very optimistic. Listen, I've been a Jet fan since 1985. Okay. That's when I started watching football and understanding the game, following it, all right? Been rooting. I seen the Giants win. Big fan of the 86 Giants. I like the Giants and Jets. Everyone knows my story, why I'm a Jet fan, because of Flash Gordon, the movie. He was a Jet quarterback, became a Jet fan over the Giants. I still rooted for the Giants still. There's still love, plenty of love for the Giants here in this household. But Jets are my first football love. I haven't seen them I've seen them three times get to the AFC title game. Only seen two to three division wins. Still, you see, this is a Chad Pennington jersey. I had my Rodgers jersey. I've got I am a fan. Die hard in the wool. When Joe Bendingo says, oh, the pain, yeah, I feel it. I think this team is special. Now, are they Super Bowl bound? I wish I could say that. I'm not going to stay here with a straight face and say they're going to the Super Bowl. I don't know. Wilson, yes, there's a lot of concern with Zach Wilson as a quarterback, but there's so much talent that he's going to overcome. The things that the New York Jets do extremely, extremely well is enough to win a Super Bowl. Look at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. And it's a different era, different time. I get you guys. I get it. But now the rules are more relaxed, more stringent. Now, if you did not brush your teeth properly, and you breathe on the wide receiver, you're getting called for a 15-yard pass interference for a back or halitosis. You know, now if you didn't tackle the quarterback correctly, you get a 15-yard unsportsmanlike. There's so many rules relaxed for the offense. There is only room for Zach Wilson to get better and get some calls. And that's why I'm optimistic, guys. Let's go, Jets. This is the way. This is the Jetsalorian podcast. Please join us tomorrow afternoon, 6:00. I'm going to have myself. I'm going to have Tommy from the Mafia Report. Yes, he's gracious enough to allow us to host the program. That is his program, by the way. That is his baby, the AFC Shakedown. He has given us the opportunity to host it here on the Sports Jedi Network. Again, thank you, Tommy, Mafia Report, Mafia Nation. Yes, I'm actually thanking the Bills fans, Mafia Nation, for allowing us to host this this program, this roundtable on this channel. Thank you so much to Tommy again as well. Ace per head, Curtis, and featuring Captain D. They are the Miami Dolphin podcast content creators. They will be here as well. And we're going to have from the New England Patriots, the Sports Dynasties. Check out my brothers. They're Bronx Knights. They're pretty much in the same neighborhood, man. Never bumped into them. Of course, I've been gone for 20 years. But they're right from the same neighborhood I grew up in. Ironically, they're Patriots fans, of course, front runners. But the Sports Dynasties, the Trevor and Juan, they will be on as well. They'll be coming on the Sports Jedi Network here. We're going to, and hopefully maybe Chef Dan might join me and help me co-host here. We'll talk some Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, Patriots, and Dolphins. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope to see you there. Please hit that like, subscribe, and share. I definitely want to grow this platform, the Jetalorian. I really need you guys to help me grow weekly reports. It sounds a little bit work in progress, but help it out, man. But your guys' support and love, like you always been doing. So I thank you guys. You enjoyed your Friday. Be responsible, and we'll see you here next time here on the Jetalorian podcast. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
Fun begins.
Are you ready for some football?